Good morning. I'm Chastity Jones. During this Lenten season, we praise God for his righteous Son, who perfectly kept all of God's commandments for us and paid the full price for our disobedience. Let us praise him with hearts filled with Christ's spirit of obedience. Welcome. We extend a special welcome to those of you who worship with us through our radio broadcast on KCHK Radio, and to all who join us online through our website, ZionLeeSewer.com. We welcome your comments, contributions, and prayer requests. If you are visiting Zion today, please sign the guest card so that we can greet you personally. The radio broadcast and the bulletins are sponsored by Zion members and friends. Thank you to all who give to this ministry. The message today is Nearer to Jesus by Pastor Robert Broder. Easter flower order forms are on the table in the narthex. You can honor or remember loved ones and decorate the sanctuary for Easter at the same time. The deadline to order is March 18th. The Music and Worship Committee will meet at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, March 11th. The Zion Fellowship will meet on Sunday, March 8th, following the morning worship service. All members of Zion are considered members of the Zion Fellowship. The Methodist Church is looking for help serving the Lenten meal at First Lutheran Church on March 4th. There is a sign-up sheet on the table by the entryway if you are interested in helping out. First Lutheran Church will be hosting Lenten services on Wednesdays, starting February 25th through March 18th. A meal will be served prior to the service. Fellowship Committee will be providing the meal on Wednesday, March 11th, and is planning to provide a sandwich and salad meal. Salads, desserts, and workers are needed. Sign-up sheets on how you can help with this meal are on the table by the church entry. Minnesota Food Share March campaign runs for the month of March, March 1st through April 6th. The Lee Sewer Food Shelf relies on generosity of the community to keep the shelf stocked with healthy food. During this time, all food and funds are collected will be proportionally matched. The more that is collected, the greater the match will be received. Spring forward on March 8th. Remember to set your clocks ahead. Daylight savings time begins at 2 a.m. Your financial support of the radio broadcast is in any amount helps keep the worship services available to those who are unable to attend worship in person. And now Eileen Wells has an announcement.
On behalf of the Interim Search Committee, I am pleased to make this announcement. At a special council meeting held on Tuesday, February 24th, 2026, the Interim Search Committee recommended a candidate as interim pastor. The candidate was present at the meeting, and the council had an opportunity to be in conversation and get to know them. The candidate left, and after a following a brief discussion, the council voted unanimously to approve the hiring of this candidate to be the interim pastor at UCC. Pending finalization of the paperwork, we are confident that the candidate will begin work on Monday, March 16th, and will lead the worship service here on March 22nd, 2026.
Yay! 40 days in the desert. He prayed and fasted. He stood strong in the face of temptation. He prepared for a sacrifice with us on his mind. The 40 days of Lent. We pray and fast. We deny ourselves and repent. We prepare our hearts with Him on our mind. We remember what He gave, what He suffered. When he died, so we could live. We celebrate the victory won when he rose from the grave. During Lent, remember the words of Jesus. It is written, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God," Matthew chapter 4, verse 7. Let us give more. Let us be more. Let us do more. In honor of the one who gave so much, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10.
Please rise. In the season of Lent, we make our way to the cross. In this season of Lent, as we make our way to the cross, we strive to follow Christ's example, to acknowledge the betrayal and fear that are part of life,
to embrace our own trust in God, and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves.
Let us worship God. Let us join together in our opening hymn. Let us join together in our confession. Good and gracious God, we grow comfortable with the way things are in our lives, in the church and in the world. We do not always welcome the new life you offer in Christ, for you overturn our notions of power and protocol. Sure of our own righteousness, we are critical of others, wanting to counter our assets we heard you give us. Forgive us, we pray, for seeking our gain at the expense of others. Help us bend our lives towards our own life of self-giving and sacrifice. Fill us, our hearts and churches, the whole world, with the abundant love of Christ until all are made new. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Beloved, God has promised all his mercy and has given himself in Jesus Christ to die for our sins. And for this, we give you thanks, O Lord, for the forgiveness that you give unto each of us. Amen.
As we prepare to share the peace with one another, and in our times of personal prayer, ask that you would remember these special concerns. One is for the family of Shirley Wagner, who died and whose service will be here on Thursday at 11 a.m. Also, for the family of Rick Almick, who died recently, and the family of Pat Moses, and healing for Cindy Lehman. And on a lighter and happier note, Sandy Broder had a birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sandy. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Let us share the peace of Christ with one another.
Testament lesson this morning comes from the 121st Psalm. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the new moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on forevermore. And our epistle lesson this morning is from the fourth chapter of Romans, the first five verses. What then are we to say was gained by Abraham, our ancestor, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now to one who works, wages are not reckoned as a gift, but as something due. But to one who does not work, but trusts him who justifies the ungodly, such faith is reckoned as righteousness. For the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. For the law brings wrath, but where there is no law, neither is there transgression. For this reason, the promise depends on faith in order that it may rest on grace, so that it may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. May God add a blessing to the reading and hearing of the word.
If you'd rise, please, for the reading of the gospel. The gospel is from John 3, 1 through 17. Now, there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with that person. Jesus answered him, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. And let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. If I were to ask you, how many of you have read all 17 chapters of Mark? Raise your hand. Before you raise your hand, let me remind you that there are only 16 chapters in Mark. Terrible. Is that how we treat the Lenten season? With our expectations and intent, but we fool ourselves in fulfillment. We say we have, but we don't do. And if we get to the gates of heaven, and God asks us why we should get to come in, what would we say? Lord, look at all the good works I've done. How many times I've attended worship? What I gave up for Lent? Or would we say, I don't deserve to enter, but only can come in because of the man God on the middle cross that said to him who was alongside of him and to us, you will be with me in paradise. I'm sorry to say that everyone in this sanctuary is not perfect. I'm not perfect. My wife and me have a hard time believing that. And you are not perfect. Only by the grace of Jesus Christ shall we enter the gates of heaven. That being the case, what is the season of Lent then to be? Even though we may never become completely perfect as Christ, we are called in our spirit of thanksgiving unto Christ to try and become as Christ-like as we can. And we are to do it without the trumpets of triumphalism, but only so our Savior Jesus knows. The other day I was standing in line at Corner Drugs, waiting to pick up a prescription with several others ahead of me. And the person in the front of the line was having trouble paying for the medicine. It was taking quite a while as his credit card was not doing what it should and being rejected. He needed the medicine for his child, and the bill was about $37, and he had only $20 in his pocket and the credit card that wasn't working. You could see the clerk becoming a little bit anxious because of all the other one of us that was in line. And since he didn't have enough money to buy it, he was going to have to leave the medicine and try and come back with enough money if he could. When the man behind him stepped forward and said, you got $20 of cash on hand? Yes. I'll give you the rest so your child can have the medicine. And it so happened. Nobody would have known, except the help man and the clerk, that this happened. You think that is a Lenten act of coming to work at Christ's perfection with no triumphs and trumpets. Would that have been you if you had the funds to so act? And would it have made a difference in your helping if the help man in question didn't look like you or have the same skin color? And what about the prayers we pray? Are they only for us and our loved ones? Or do they include our neighbors close and far away that Jesus would have helped, even if they were a Samaritan, an immigrant to Jesus and to Jews? And during this Lenten season, many of us will fast from something which is normally very enjoyable. But do we remind everyone of what we're doing and how great it is? Or is this something we do with only expectation that the Lord will know? And this Lenten season is also a time of overlooking the faults of others and being forgiving, but also maybe forgiving ourselves, as Christ has already done for us, as we remember when we take the sacrament. The scripture says we must be born anew. And how can that happen? In the life of the church, the season of Lent is a time to reflect on how far we have distanced ourselves from Jesus and how we need to become more nearer to Jesus. From the magazine Emphasis, Martin Luther said, "Being born again is not so much a moment of conversion as returning to our baptism. Baptism is when and where we are saved, according to the gospel. Baptism is when we are born of water and the Spirit. In baptism, we die and are raised to new life. We die to sin and be forgiven by Christ. For repentance means turning around. We are already saved, as we remember when we take the sacrament this day, through God's gracious act. It is God's act, not ours. Knowing God loves us, and God claims us as we are, and gives us confidence to face whatever comes in life." Luther himself used to comfort himself in his times of trouble by reciting a little prayer, a poem, I mean. He said, "I am baptized, I am baptized. I have passed through the waters, and that's all that matters. I have passed through the waters. Thanks be to God." Martha met her husband by accident. Actually, because of a speeding ticket she received after being involved in an accident, she had to attend a traffic class. And while at the class, she met a man there, which eventually became her husband. He was attending the class too. Neither of them wanted to be there. And yet it was the beginning of a lifetime friendship and love. You know, chance encounters in the context of a godly life are seldom just chance encounters. God is at work in the whole arena of life. And we never know when an ordinary event will turn into something extraordinary because of God. Nicodemus, he had no idea that his life was about to change the night he went to see Jesus. But change it did. And because of that night's conversation between a teacher and someone who truly wanted to learn, millions of people
know what it means to be born again. Lent is a season in our lives and in the life of the church to grow closer to Jesus and his ways. It is a continual daily process of being born anew and be reminded of our baptism and of what the sacrament means for us. For if we believe in Jesus Christ, then like him and because of him, we may have eternal life. In the 12th century, the mystic Hildegard of Bingen told a little parable. He said, "Listen, there once was a king sitting on his throne. Around him stood great and wonderful, beautiful columns ornated with ivory, bearing the banners of the king with great honor. And then it pleased the king to raise a small feather from the ground, and he commanded it to fly. The feather flew, not because of anything in itself, but because the air bore it along. Thus, we are a feather on the breath of God. And so, too, it was those who so trust in Jesus Christ as their Lord and who are bold enough to allow themselves to be born on the wind of the Spirit. May this Lenten season we be born anew on the breath of God, of our Lord Jesus Christ, and may we become closer to perfection of that Christ. I pray, may it be so for every one of us. Amen.
Thank you.
eternal God, receive these gifts that we have given in a spirit of thanksgiving, and use them in us for the furtherance of your kingdom. In the name of Christ, we ask it. Amen. Luke the evangelist records that on the evening of the first day of the week, the same day on which our Lord rose from the dead, when he was at table with the disciples, he took bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them that their eyes were opened and they knew him. Beloved, this is a joyful feast of the people of God. Come from the east and the west, the north and the south, and gather about the table of the Lord. Let us join together in singing our hymn, "This is the Feast of Victory for Our God." On the night when he was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it and he said, "This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner, he took the cup and he said, "This cup is the New Testament of my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of your sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us pray. Blessing and honor by your Holy Spirit be upon us, for both us and this gift of bread and wine, that in this holy communion of the body and blood of Christ
we may be made one with him and he with us, and that we may remain faithful members of his body until we feast with him in your heavenly kingdom. Amen. Come now, all things are ready. Taste and see how good the Lord is.
Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, and they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before all, that may see your good works and give you glory to your Father who is in heaven." Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house upon the rock, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and they beat upon that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. This is the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which was broken for you and me. So do this in remembrance of him. Take and eat. This is the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that has been shed for us. Let us join in singing, "Precious Lord."
was shed for you and me for the forgiveness of all sins. This do in remembrance of him. Take and drink.
And let us, in thanksgiving, pray the prayer that our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all persons.
love and serve the Lord, rejoicing always in the Holy Spirit, so that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with each of us forever. Amen. Go in peace.